Like Yechidoi. So if not for Rabbi Yechonon, I would have said there's no kasher altogether. That the Tznuyim and Rabbi Dais is one man diyama. So that Mishnah, the Tznuyim, is not a Stam Mishnah. It's only a Yochad Rabbi Dais holds. You could be marked as something that's not on your Rishus. But Avada, the Stam Mishnah we just had before, is that if somebody stole something from you, the owner cannot be marked as it anymore. Because since it's not Rishus, so it's not in his possession, it's taken at Zayim to Beisoy, you can't be marked as it. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough ayin omer aleph on top. Amri nadoi, nadoi, they say, loika svinan urkaso ametautli. You're not allowed to write an urkaso. Rashi says that means harsho. That means I give you permission to collect my money from somebody. So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Are we talking about it because in here? Rashi is mashma that if you gave somebody to watch something for you, and now it's time to collect it, but you can't go there. So you're allowed to appoint somebody else, like make him a shliach, to collect that pikodin that somebody else is holding for you. Tosfos says we're not talking about a pikodin, we're talking about gzela. That if somebody stole something from you and we caught him, so he owes it, he has to return it to you, so you could send the shliach to receive it. That's called kasvin and ukasa. You could write a hashor, like write up a shtar, giving somebody else permission to collect your money. Ametautli, if you're collecting metautlim. Now, Omar Rav Ashi, Lameima, my time, what's the reason? Omalei, Mishum Rav Yechanan. It was like this, again, the Nadoi says, Loikasvin, right? You cannot write, again, Amri Nadoi, Loikasvin, and Okasa Metautli. You cannot write a Shtar Hashor to collect Metautlim money, Metautlim. If it's to collect Karka, then it's okay. But just to collect something that's movable, you can't make Hashor. Why not? Amr Rav Ashi Lameima my timer or Malay Mishum Rabbi Yechon Chos Rabbi Yechonin. The Amr Rabbi Yechonon goes out Malay Nisiyai Shuha Bailim is the Loch or Shnei Yemeni Yechonim Lahakdish. Both of them cannot be Makdishit. And Zelofi Shaina Shaloi, the Zelofi Shaina Vishusoi. The Gazlan can't be Makdishit because it doesn't belong to him. And the Bailim cannot be Makdishit because not in his Rishus. Here also, if you want to go and collect let's say Gzela, so it's not in your Rishus, since that's what Tosfos learns. Since the Gazlan has it, so it's not like in your Rishus. So you can't make a Shliach, appoint a Shliach, write a Shtar, like to give him, as if to say you'd be Makni giving him the Chayfetz, because it's not in your Rishus to be Maknerit. Just like Rabbi Yechonon says if it's Gozal, you can't be Maknishit, because it's not in your Rishus. So the same thing, you can't give it over to somebody else to give him the right to collect it, because it's not in your Rishus to give it over to him. And Ika the Amri, some say Amri Nadoi, Nadoi said like this, Loika Sivina Lukasa, we do not write a Ukasa Harsho, I cannot give you permission to collect my money, Ametautli, the Kafri, on Metautlim that the Baldov already was Kofa, lied once. He said, no, nothing doing. Like first Reuven went to Shimon and said, listen, you have my money, give it back to me. And Shimon said, nothing doing, I don't owe it to you. So now if Reuven still wants to go and try and collect it, he cannot appoint a Hashor. He can't make somebody else a Shliach to collect it for him. So what's the reason? Taima de Kafri. Only because when you first went to collect it, the person lied, like denied it, and said he doesn't owe it to you. So therefore you cannot write a Shtar Hashor now to Mechse Keshikra. Because it looks like there's Shekha going on, it looks like there's a lying here. That since the first person denied it, so if you're going to write a Shtar, it looks like the sheker, the shtar is false, because it's being written on something that the person already denied it. But if the person did not deny the metaltlim yet, so the locher is kasvinen. According to this loshin in Adoy holds, you could write hashor, you could appoint somebody else to collect even your metaltlim. And at this chat, even though Rav Yechonon says something that's not in your rishus, you can't be maktish, but it could be hashor, maybe it's different. You're not really being maknerit to him. You're only giving him permission to collect it for you. So therefore, even though it's not in your rishus, you could appoint somebody else to collect your money. Now, V'yamri Nadoi said like this, Urkasa deloy kosev bay. If you want to write a shtar Urkasa, you want to give the person permission to collect your money, but you did not write inside the shtar, Zil doin, go, like, be doin, take care of the din Torah here, Vizakoi, and you should be Zerecha, you receive the money. The yafag the nafshecha, and take the money for yourself, is less pay mashosha, then it means nothing. The other way, Lucas saw, is not just I'm appointing a shliach to collect my money. Like if somebody owes me money, it's not some the pshat, I'm asking you, do me a favor and collect my money. But I have to, mamash, like make a kinyan to you, as if to say the money is yours. Like I'm telling you, like you're the baal of the mammon. Just after you receive the money, then of course you have to give it back to me. But right now I'm making you like the owner of this money. My timer, why does this have to be written in the shtar? Mishum, because if not, the omalei, the person that owes the money, could say, Heich lav bal devom nediyat. I don't want to pay you money. Who are you? I didn't steal the money from you. It's not your pikadon. You didn't give it to me. I owe it to somebody else. Let that person come. I'll give it to him. Who are you that I should give it to? So therefore, Hashor, Akras has to be that the Bailam now gives over to the Shliach as if to say his makni makes him the owner of the money right now. So therefore, the Nifkat can't say, Lav Baal Devom Nediyat or the Gazlin, because I'm right now the Bailam, I have the right to collect it. True, once he collects the money, he has to give it back. Now, Omar Abaye Abaye says, V'kosav be lamachto lishlish l'revi. Let's say the Shtar would only say that you own half of the money, or you own a third or a quarter, Yishnah also is good. You have a right to collect that third, that quarter, and that half. And therefore, mi gudim ishtoi dina apalgo, since you have a right to collect half of the money, or else a third or a quarter, as much as he made you a bailam on, that much money for sure, you're like the owner. You have a right to go and collect it. So migu, you could collect this much money, I'll tell you that mishtoi dina akula. You also have a right to ask for the rest of the money back. In other words, the person cannot say, Lav Baal Devom Nediyat, who are you? I don't want to talk to you. No, since he's like a shutef here at least, he has the right to collect half of it, so therefore you have to answer him. And he has the right to ask for the money. Now, itofas, let's say the shliach grabs the money. The halacha is, Leimaf kineminei, we do not take it away from him. We don't take it away if he was tofas. So Rashi says, Vitofas shliach mishonemon. If the shliach now took away the pikadin from the one that's holding it, is we don't take it away from him. Afagav lekosin bei afik l'nafshecho. It's even in the case where the urkaso was no good. The shtar hasho wasn't a real good shtar. It wasn't written that you have a right to keep it. So therefore, if he would have spoken back and said, I don't want to give it to you, he would have had the right. But now that the shliach himself came and chapted and took it, so we leave it by him. And we can't take it away from him. Because the Maisa, he has a lil hashor. Like he said, he's a shliach of the Bailim. So therefore, once he takes it, we don't take it away from him. Ravashi says, Kivon the kosvele, called him Masanim Mindina. Since it's written in the shtar, that whatever Bezdin passes, whatever comes out of the psak of Bezdin, Kavilas olai, you accept upon yourself, so shliach shavye. Therefore, you consider to be like a shliach. So Rashi says, Al Mashliach Shav Hilkach, Itofas Mafkinim, and they know, we do take it away from you. Because you're only a Shliach, and a Shliach can't be Tofas. That's called Tofas Labachai B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim. If you're taking it for yourself, you have a right to keep it. But if you're taking it for somebody else, then we say you have no right to take it for somebody else and ruin it for the real Baal Dover. So if you're only a regular Shliach, that's the klal of HaTofas Labal Choyv B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim is like Kono, you can't take it. Vika the Yama, some say no. Shutva Shavya, that is called a shutif. He's not called a shliach, but rather he's called like a partner. Lamayna Afkamina, what's the difference? Lemitvas Talga, could he take on, hold on half of it at least? If he's a shutif at least, so half of it belongs to him. So the part that he owns, he has a right to be toughest. If he grabs it, he can keep it. But the Gemara comes out, so you should know though, Vilkasa Shliach Shavya. The locker is though, he's only a shliach, and therefore he can't take anything. And if he's tofas, we take it away from him. In other words,
so this is the maskonas haGemara right now, that no matter how you make the hashor, it only has a loch of a shliach. And therefore we say the mishalach could be mevatel the shlichus, and therefore the shliach, if it's tofas, is taka mafkinim minei, we take it away from him. Hashor does not have a loch like a shutif, it does not have a loch like he's mamish the yonah, but rather we only consider it like a regular shliach. And therefore a regular shliach, if he's tofas, taka we can take it away from him.
Now the Mishnah says, Gonav al Pishnayim. Let's say there were two Edim there that saw the way this person stole, made a Geneva, V'tofachu mocher apiyim. And then later the same two Edim saw the way he made a Tzficha, or else he sold it. So he's Chayiv d'al v'hei. Oya pishnai macherim. Or else, even if there were two different edim that saw the way this ganef now sold it or made the shechita. So the locker is mishalom tashlum yabo v'chamisha. We have edim on the geneva, we have edim on the mechira, so we have to pay dal v'hei. What about gonaf or mocha v'shabbos? You stole and you also sold it on Shabbos. So only mechira it says because you didn't do an av malacha. You don't have to do an issa d'iraisa for Shabbos by stealing and by selling it. And therefore, you could be chayiv dal v'hei. There's no komlev v'rabminei. What about Mashenkin? If you would have made a tficher on Shabbos, for making a tficher, you chayiv misa, then you become like, you'll be potter from dal v'hei. So therefore, it only says gonaf u'mocha b'Shabbos. What about gonaf u'mocha l'avoyde zara? Same thing. You stole it, and then you made a geneva, and then you sold it to the avoyde zara. So again, you're not chayiv misa, that's why you would be chayiv dal v'hei. But if you would have made a shechita l'shem avoyde zara, for that you chayiv misa, you'd be potter. Gona for Tofach v'Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, here there's no Chiyuv Misa, it's only a Chiyuv Koras. Therefore, on that we don't say Komlei. So therefore, even if you stole and you made a Tzvich on Yom Kippur, also you have to pay Dal V'Hei. What about Gona for Mishal Oviv? You stole the Shor belonging to your father. V'Tofach u'Mochor, and you took and you made a Shechito, you sold it. V'Yachakach Meis Oviv, and then afterwards your father died, still you Chayuv Dal V'Hei. In other words, if your father would have died before you made the geneva, then you would yashin it. It would belong to you. So shalayu tofach. But now that b'shas tzvicha, your father was alive, so you made a geneva and a tzvicha from your father, you're chayav dal v'hei. Gona for tofach, the ganef made a geneva, and then he made a shechita. V'yachakach higdish, and then he first made a higdish. So the locher is again, mishalem tashlum yabo v'chamisha. And all these cases he has to pay dal v'hei, because there's no komlei with the rabminei, and it's called you stole and you made a tficha, you chayav dal vei before you were kind of the animal. What about gona for tofach refua? Let's say you made a geneva, and then you made the shechita not for the purpose of eating it, but for the purpose of refua. You'll feel you get well with it. Chayav, you use the blood, you use it for refua, for healing yourself. Or else oil klofen. Or else you made the shechita not for you to eat it, but you wanted to give it to your dog's teeth. Or else, Hashoichet, let's say the ganav stole it, and then he made a shechita. V'nim says treifa, we found the animal to be a treifa. Or else, Hashoichet chulun b'yazara. You shechted this chulun in the base of Migdash. So the Tanakhama says in all these cases is, Mishalom tashlum yabo v'chamisha. Still, you have to pay dal v'hei. L'maisa, you made a maisa geneva, and l'maisa, you made a maisa tficha. So therefore, you chayav dal v'hei. Even though it wasn't for the purpose for you to eat it, it was for refuah, it was for the klovim, so what? But lemaitza, you made a shechita, you are chayiv dal v'hei. However, Rabbi Shimon poitza mishnei elu. In the last two cases, Rabbi Shimon says yipoto. Because Rabbi Shimon's shita is that a shechita she'ena ruya loy shemei shechita. A shechita, the term means that you can eat it. It has to be a shechita that gives a heter to the animal. So the last two cases, the animal was found to be a treifa, or the animal was brought into the base of Migdash, that the locher is also teat from the meat. So that's not called a shechita haruya. That's not called a shechita. Therefore, even though you made a maisa geneva, but it's not called the tzvich of the Torah, so you potter from dal v'hei. But in the first two cases, there you chayiv. Even though you made it for the intentions, for healing yourself, or to give it to the dogs, but if you wanted to, you could have eaten from it. So therefore, that's called the shechita ruya, there you would be chayiv dal v'hei. Now the Gemara says, Leima, let's say, mas nisin the loik Rebbe Kiva. Our mission is not like Rebbe Kiva. Why? The Rebbe Kiva, we go according to Rebbe Kiva, Ayo Amar, Rebbe Kiva himself says, Dova v'loi chati dova. Rebbe Kiva holds, Eidus has to be a complete thing, and not a half of a thing. It's not Eidus, half. So Rashi says, Dova v'loi chati dova, Al pi shnayi meidim yokam dova, the Torah says. Now here, Vahani, Eidit fichom, Tiktoni v'mas nisin. Oy al pi shnayi meidim acherim. The Mishnah says that there could be two different Eidim that saw this ganef make the tfichom. So the Mishnah says that's called good Eidus. That's not like Rebbe Kiva. Because that is considered chatzi dover, kumisadi. Why? Dila veidi geneva ikal meima didei kotofach. Just on the edith that you see somebody making the shechita means nothing. Maybe it's his own animal he's making the shechita on. It's only because you have the first edith that says he stole it, therefore the geneva, the tzvicha means something. So that's called the chatzi dover. By itself it means nothing, it has to come out to something else. That's not called good edith. So our Mishnah says it is called good, it's not like a bekiva. Titania, we learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, Kishaholach Abba Chalav Taitzer Rav Yechonah Ben Uri. Lil Matari went to learn Torah. The Amrilon, some say, was Rav Yechonah Ben Uri Eitzel Abba Chalav.